Rock and Roll Geek Show 973.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2020, and it is 6:59 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. Let me take a sip of the second Tecate of the day, which, as you know, the second one of the day is always the best. Ah, oh yes, that is the best I've ever had today. Oh, whew. All right. Well, thank you for listening, friends. I was not planning to do a show today because I didn't really have, first of all, I've been really busy as hell, working my ass off, as Phil Hendry says, the great Phil Hendry. And I am now in five bands, if you can believe that. I had two gigs with Featherwitch this past weekend. I got practice with Featherwitch. I'm not complaining about my life being shitty or anything, but I'm just telling you why I'm so busy. I have band practice with Featherwitch on Friday because we're doing a bunch of new songs, so I have to learn a bunch of songs for that. I joined another. I'm also in the AC/DC cover band with Zetro from Exodus. He just made a set list of two sets. We're playing a Hell's Angel party coming up, and of the set, it's all obscure tunes, and it's none. I don't think any of them are the same songs that I played on the last gig with Hit Them. So I got a bunch of those songs I have to learn. I also, I don't know why, but I did. I was asked if I would be interested in playing with this guy, J.J. Savage, who is a shredding kid. He's like 19 years old, something like that, or 20 years, just turned 20, I think, last month. The kid's a great guitar player, and Andy's doing it. Andy kind of recommended me. Plays drums for the Butlers and used to play with Death Angel. Well, he's playing with him, and he suggested that they get me because they were needing a bass player. And I know their manager, Brent, and I looked up this JJ kid, and he wears a Les Paul, plays a Marshall half stack, slings a guitar down by his knees, and is a shredding guitar player. And he's not like a Yngwie type guy. He's like a he's a good kind of shredder, Les Paul kind of shredder. And I don't know why I did it, because I got no time, but I am going to give it a try and see how it goes. So and the Plunkets as well, which we play like maybe two times a year, but we are playing soon. So five bands. So for that reason, I have to learn an entire set of this JJ Kids songs, because we're playing in 2 weeks. We're playing 2 weeks? No, I think we're playing next week. We're playing in a week and a half, and I have a whole set to learn, which I have not even begun to learn. I went into the studio with this kid and recorded two songs, which I did not know, but I was in and out of there in an hour. So I have a whole set of songs that I have to learn with him. We're going to do two practices, and a Featherwitch gig coming up the following weekend, and we're doing it without Erica. So consequently, we need to learn a bunch of new songs. And I have practice on Friday, so I got to learn a bunch of songs. My point is, I don't have time to do a Rock and Roll Geek Show this week. So why am I doing a Rock and Roll Geek Show? Well, because friend of the show, Steve Crocker from Jacksonville, Florida, now lives in Atlanta, I believe, did not send me the new British Lion album called The Burning, because that would have just been wrong. So I want to do a track-by-track review of the new album from British Lion called The Burning. That's what we're going to do tonight, friends. And after that, I'm going to work on tunes until I drop. which may be during this show. You never know. I'm exhausted. I'm going up to the mountains this weekend, and I cannot wait. All right. Before we get into that, a couple of things I want to do. First of all, I want to play a tune. This is a song by a band called The Claws. The Butlers played down in L.A., I don't know, several months ago with Mick Cripps, fellow band member of The Plunkets, and also member of a band that was on my top 10 of 2019, The Brutalists. We played with The Brutalists, and we played with this band, The Claws, and it was another band on the bill, too. I can't think of the name right now, but this band, The Claws, they sent me their CD and asked me if I would be interested in spinning their music, and of course I am, because they were a good band. And I'm going to play a song from them called California M.I.A.
Sometimes it gets a little crazy. The memory.
That's The Claws from L.A. The album is called... The album is called Still Rockin' Out After All These Years. No, it is not. It is called... What it is? Now I'm all flustered, friends. Oh, the professionalism just does not stop. The record is called No Connection. All right. Now, if that wasn't enough... That proves that how this show provides so much value to you, friends, with the unmatched professionalism. That is why you should donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show if there is any value provided to you. Let me find some music to play before I tell you why this show is such value. All right. I would like to thank people who donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show who think that there is value. By the way, there's other ways other than donating. You can call Eddie Trunk's show and do some Rock and Roll Geek name drops like Super Great Couldn't Be Better or Take a Sip of This Fine Tecate or mention my name or throw the Rock and Roll Geek Show in there somehow. That's one thing. Or any other radio station for that matter, not just Eddie Trunk. You can also leave me audio comments. That's one way to help give value. You can also make jingles for me, or you can go to Patreon. Let me find some music. Okay, this was sent to me by friend of the show, Michael Savage. Woo, I got the politics on the brain. By the way, how about that State of the Union? It was like a championship pro wrestling. Trump pulling his hand back, Nancy Pelosi tearing it up, and good times, friends, good times. All right, Michael Street sent me this. This is a band called Bat Fangs. So in the background, we will play Bat Fangs. Let me find Static. Okay. There are several ways you can donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends. You can also, you can make jingles. You can send me vinyl or anything like that. You can go to my Amazon link, which is at rockandrollgeek.com. Just hit the donate, and anything you buy on Amazon, I'll get a kickback. Or you can go to patreon.com/rnrgeek, like the following people did. Let's see if I can. I'm not sure how I feel about Bat Fangs. I will let it go. Thank you to Tim Shaw for the $10 every episode. Thank you to Joseph Coyne for the $10 every episode. Thanks to my bodyguard, Joe Pollack, for the $6.66 every episode. Thanks to Rodney Cross for the $5 every episode. Let me see what else we got. I'm not loving this tune. Wolf Bite. All right, a little bit better. Thank you to John Boveri for the $5. Thanks to Derek Lewis for the $5. Thanks to Dan Gerowan for the $5 every episode. Thanks to Grant Fahua for the $5. Thanks to Jamie Jefford for the $5 every episode. Thank you to Marshall York for the $5. Thanks to Brad Schick for the $5. This is not too bad. Kind of lo-fi production. Forget where I am here. Brad Schick, $5. Thanks to Daniel Segan for the $5. Thank you to Betty Wood for the $5. Thanks to friend of the show, Michael Street, and friend of mine who's also sent me this music for the $5. Thank you to Brian Springer for the $5. Thanks to my good friend, Chiaki Hirohara, for the $5, who I miss. I've not seen him in a while. Thanks to Robert Harvey for the $5. Thanks to Ken Kennedy for the $5. Thanks to my podcast mentor and co-host of Mad at Dad, Dave Slusher, the rock and roll racist. Thank you to Kurt Crawford for the $3. Thank you to Chad Burns for the $2.50. Thank you to Paul Rue for the $2.25. Thank you to, by the way, he's not really a racist, the running gag on Mad at Dad. Thank you to Adrian Boschrock on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I do not create, but I do approve, people. You just got to answer two questions, so I know you're not a Russian hacker trying to hack the election. Thank you to Patrick Shanahan for the $2. Thanks to Metal Dan for the $2. Thanks to Mike Dixon for the $2. Thanks to Bruce McMillan for the $2. Thanks to Eric Stowell for the $2. Matthew Hunt, $2. Paul Underwood, maker of the Underwood Fine Barbecue Sauce. $2. Thanks to Amy Bowen, who I have an audio comment from. Yes, Amy Bowen sent an audio comment to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Thank you, Amy, for the $1. Thanks to Arnie Stash for the $1. Thanks to Three Legs, Four Wheels for the $1. Thanks to Bonstone for the $1. Thanks to John Richardson, $1. And Corey Kohler for the $1. I need a sip of fine Tecate. You can also donate through PayPal. By the way, all these links are at rockandrollgeek.com. Just click the donate link. Find the PayPal. Get a different song. How about Heartbeat? Thank you to Doug. Not loving this. Let's try a different one. Ooh, a little smooth jazz. Little cool jazz on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Thank you to Douglas Free for the $20. Thank you to Donald Patterson for the $20. Friend of the show from Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks to my friend Ralph Miller, who was at the Featherwood show on Friday, but I did not get to see him because he didn't come say hi. Thanks to Jason Shepard for the $10. Pardon me, Burma's fine Tecate. Thank you to Jeff and Sherry Thielke for the $10. Thanks to Dave Franco for the $10. Thank you to Dave Jackson in the School of Podcasting for the $10. Thanks to friend of the show and friend of mine, Todd Cunningham, for the $10. Thanks to BJ Lisco, $10. Thanks to James Padgett for the $10. Thanks to James Venters for the $10. Find a different one. Thank you to Richard Fusey for the $5. Or is it Fusey? Thanks to Sigmund Heidacher for the $5. Thanks to John Offenloch for the $5. Thanks to Benjamin Muller for the $5. All right, I got to figure out how to pronounce this guy's name here. Let me see if I can hit the link here. Turn this down. All right. Thanks to Dick Schreitz. Thanks to Dick Schreitz for the... How much did Dick Schreitz... Dick Schreitz donated... I've lost my place here. Thanks to Dick Schreitz for the $5. Thanks to John Tennis for the $5. Thanks to Greg Long for the $5. Thanks to Blake Johnson for the $5. Thanks to Eric Lentz, $5. Richard Strom for the $5. Thanks to Kelly Mitchell, $5. Thanks to Michael Williams for the $5. Thanks to Andrew Howe for the $5. Thanks to Brett Garsky, $5. Thanks to Dale Roller for the $5. Thank you to Christopher Del Grande for the $5. Thanks to Kelly Mitchell for another $5. Thanks to Jer O'Carroll for the $5. Peter Spark, $5. Thanks to William Moffitt, Jason Wendleton, Lassie Satvedhagen, Deborah Dreyfus, if that's your real name, Robert Giglio, John Skiller, Richard Fusey, and Bradford Page, all for the $2. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show because, as you know, without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled, just like the impeachment, kind of death. Kill it! Okay. All right, ready to do a track-by-track of the British Lion? Let me see if I can find it here. I do not have the liner notes here. Let me see if I can find British Lion. Again, thank you to Stephen Crocker for not sending me that because that would have just been wrong and illegal, might I add. And we don't do anything illegal on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. We are law-abiding citizens here. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. Ah! Now, last time, the last British Lion, now, if you don't know, British Lion is Steve Harris from UFO, Woo! From Iron Maiden's, it's his side band, and he put out an album like 2012 or something like that. It's been that long ago already? Man, fucking 7 years ago? Really? Is that true? Huh. I better make sure that... Well, whenever it came out, I think it was like 2013 or 2012. I did a track-by-track review of it. Man, is time flying. And I didn't like it at all. I just thought it was lame. It was this bad. Well, I'm going to give number two I'm going to give the second album another chance, because the song that I played on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, I liked. And Steven Crocker said it's way better than the first one. And the reviews I've been reading are good. Although reviews about the first one are rave reviews too. So I think people are just in love with Steve Harris no matter what he does. I just did not like that first one. So we're going to give the second one a try. It's called The Burning. Let me see if I can find something to write on here. Let's see. Okay, contractor bond application. I don't need that. All right. British Lion. Write it down, Lion. Burning. Okay, so if you are a new listener of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, first of all, thank you for tuning in. I hope you stick around. They will not all be professional new listeners. Most of them won't even be as professional as this one. As a matter of fact, they will most likely be extremely unprofessional, but they will be honest. Unlike a certain guy on Sirius who claims that he calls it like he sees it, which is a bunch of bull. Well, okay, enough of that. And there's no fake rants on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and no. What's the band? Dirty Honey. No, Wolf Mother, anything like that. Just a guy sitting in his closet, talking into a microphone, being as honest as he can. All right, what am I talking about? I have no fucking idea, friends. Oh, if you're a new listener, here is the Rock and Roll Geek scoring system. So I listen to each song. If I like the song, I give it a plus one. If it's okay, I give it a half. If I do not like it, I give it a zero. And I tally them all up. So, for instance, The Burning from British Lion has 11 songs on it. If I like all 11 songs, it'll be 11 out of 11. If I like zero out of 11, I'll give it a zero. If I don't like any of the songs, I give it a zero. All right? You get the idea. So, one, half, and zero. First song. And I have no liner notes. And I think it's the same members from the last album, at least the same singer. Of course, Steve Harris on bass, and I think he, I'm not sure if he wrote all the tunes or not, because I don't have the liner notes, so. Let me see if I can find the liner notes for the first album. Let me pause this. Okay, on the first album, he has songwriting credits on all the songs, but he co-wrote it with the rest of the guys in his band. All right, now this one, I'm assuming he did it the same way. And I think this one is supposed to be a little bit more heavy than the first one. The first one was kind of light and did not like it. But it got good reviews, believe it or not. I just can't believe it. But I don't know how. That album, to me, it sucked. All right. So first song, City of Fallen Angels. City of Fallen Angels. Oh, I guess I better turn it up. Started over here. All right. Out in the day where you walk in the rain and driving cold wind. I like that. By the way, I have not heard any. The only songs I've heard are the one I played on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, which was the title track, which I liked. So I'm going into this cold, so. I like what I'm hearing so far on City of Fallen Angels. Yeah, the storm brings you peace, but just for a while. And the back in the race, can you keep up the pace? Out of the black, well, a memory come back, but you won't forget too many regrets from your past. Well, everyone talks about changing the world, but nobody talks about changing themselves. I believe they're playing the Monsters of Rock cruise which is like next week. I think they played the last one too. And they are doing a club tour of the United States. In fact, they're playing tonight in my hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, at a club called Jack Rabbit's. I'm pretty sure Stephen Crocker might have seen him last night in Atlanta. And I totally just missed the chorus, so let's let it go again. A moment that just never comes. And you see in a light, or you read from the Bible, but like this. Singer sings a little bit too clean for me, but I don't hate it. His voice is okay. Well, he's a good singer. This is why he sent me the record. Because every U.S. ticket includes a digital download of the new album. I pray for you with all my might. Ah, so if you go see them in your town, you'll get this album for free. No guitar solo, huh? Ah, here's a solo, okay. Good guitar tone. I'm giving that one a plus one. I like that. Catchy enough. It's not super hook, but it's got a hook and it's catchy enough and it's good driving riff and I like the guitar solo. So I'll give it a plus one. All right, next song is the title track to Burning, and we played this on a previous Rock and Roll Geek show, so listen to a little bit of the Burning. The Burning, title track of the new album from British Lion, The Burning. This was the lead single, which I guess he wanted to make a statement that was more like Iron Maiden. But then once the vocals come in, it's no longer like Iron Maiden. But this kind of is.
My way to get here, stole the fruits, bruised the skin from
catchy chorus. This. I'm giving this one a plus one. Their tour of the United States only goes through February 20th. So they're playing tonight in Jacksonville. Then they're doing the Montrose Rock Cruise. Then they're going up to Fort Lauderdale, which is right where Montrose Rock Cruise pretty much launches from. So they'll be hanging out in southern Florida for a while. Then they go up to Savannah, Georgia, and are heading up the coast around near where Michael Street lives, Greensboro, North Carolina. So some of those East Coast rock and roll geek friends might want to go check them out. You'll get this album for free. And you might get to meet, you probably will get to meet Steve Harris without having to pay for a meet and greet. Because I heard he likes to walk around the crowd and stuff. I give that one a plus one. And then they are playing, let's let it go while I do the tour day. Then they go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then they finish up the U.S. leg in New York at the Gramercy Theater. All right, I give that one a plus one. All right. Next song, Father Lucifer. Father Lucifer. I like this. Now, the vocals are a little like, little veering on Miles Kennedy territory. Not loving this one. Got off to a good start. Can't you feel what's going down? Just can't explain it, can you? Music's good and rocking. Singing's too pretty. Not to mention, I have not heard a chorus yet on this song. I did find out that the album was recorded, engineered, and mixed at a place called Barnyard Studios by Tony Newton and produced by Steve Harris. Steve Harris produced this. This song doesn't do much for me. I'll be generous and give it a half. It's not horrible, but I'll give it a half. All right. Next song, Elysium.
I taste. We all need a
friend to guide us. Life is hell when you're alone. A river running from your eyes. We're all searching for a prize. Caught between a life's addiction, borderline crucifixion.
Not sure what to think of this one just yet. I like the song. Again, this guy's vocals are a little bit too pretty. Lots of chords on the bass. Steve Harris, badass bass player. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that.
Stands in front of me now. I can see such.
I'm leaning towards a strong half or a weak one.
Only made of skin and blood. Hold on to the things you
love.
Walk the line, but walk it straight. Elevation.
Yeah, man. Whoever the singer is, I forget his name, but man, you gotta put a little bit of more balls into your voice. Sorry.
And I have to gaze as the sun sets today, sets fire to my pain. And I must believe as you say these words to me. I'll take another risk. It's all that I love. All I have witnessed in my life. Don't live for.
Listen to this review on Amazon from a guy named Metalhead. I wasn't sure what to expect after the largely okay, mainly due to weak vocals, first album, but British Lions seem to have stepped up their game on this one. Songs, many of which could be Iron Maiden songs if Bruce Dickinson was singing on them, are really good. Rhythm and lead guitars are killer. The vocals are better than the last one, but I'm still not crazy about the vocals. Exactly, this could have been written by me. They work for the songs, but I can't help but wonder what someone with a bit more range and diversity might have done to the songs. Absolutely worth getting if you like heavy blues bass rock. Oh yeah, this is total Iron Maiden. I like this. And the vocals are just too pretty. It's a great tune, but the vocals. I could picture Bruce Dickinson singing this. Listen closely to the bass parts on this. The guy's playing badass bass shit, man. Lots of chords. I love it. Good guitars. I'm going to give it a soft one. It would have been a strong one if the vocals were a little bit more, if there's a little bit more angst in the vocals. He just seems like a happy guy, but I'm giving it a plus one. Next song, I think this could have been the first single, or maybe this was the second single. Lightning. Right. Very Iron Maiden. I like this. I think Steve Harris made a conscious effort. I think he got a lot of flack for that first album being too light. Good bass tone.
Hello, my old friend of mine. Hope that you are doing fine. Heard that you were in that place. I see that look upon your face. Come home and return to us. Come home, let us fix you up again.
He could just be a little bit more angst. He's got a great voice, but...
me in my tracks to say. Said that he'd been...
I like a singer who... the word, I think the phrase is dragged through the mud. He hasn't... he needs to get his, heart broken, I guess you could say.
How far we've gone.
Range, and he's got a great voice. It just sounds like he took vocal lessons, and I think he sings definitely better than Miles Kennedy. But just a little bit more angry. I'm giving that one a half, a strong half. Next song, Last Chance. Ooh, the ballad. Sweet Madam Blue. Time after time, I see it and I wait for your call. Oh, that's just the intro, okay. Oh, no? Okay. Babe, I'm gonna leave you. I like that. Kind of Iron Maiden type. Now, if Paul Di'Anno was singing these tunes, it would be a great album.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, the guy fucking ruins a tune. It was great until he came in on the vocals. Damn it. Let me back it up a little bit. I can see it in your eyes. Lame, lame line. See? Music's great. The music's great.
I can see it in your eyes.
No.
your tongue is telling lies, and this hypocrisy cuts me right through. 'Cause this world
This song is really good, but the lyrics are not good. The vocals are too nice.
Remember when we were both young, 17 running from home? We were blood on blood and hard as stone. In the night we swore on life with a cross.
That's... The problem with aging guys, I mean, Steve Harris looks great for him, whatever. It's not that he's old, but they get singers who seem like they were in, they seem like they were in cover bands, like trained, coming from a guy who plays in a bunch of fucking cover bands. Who am I to talk, but you know what I'm saying. The guy just sings too fucking pretty.
Sing goodbye.
Alright, I would give this a plus one, but the vocals are just too pretty and the lyrics are kind of generic.
Last chance. Last chance.
Last chance. I'll give it a half. Let the solo go a little while. Maybe it'll change my mind. Bruce Dickinson was singing this, it'd sound badass. If Paul Di'Anno was singing it, it'd sound really badass.
Look at you, you look at me. It ain't the way it used to be. Is this the-
All right, I'll give it a half. Next song, Legend.
As I walk through this valley, a river below, the sky is a fire.
Oh, God. As I walk through this, we're going to guess the rhyme on this. As I walk, okay. Let's analyze these lyrics.
As I walk through this valley.
As I walk through this valley.
From below.
What did he say? From below.
The sky is a fire.
The sky is a fire.
The city's aglow.
The city is aglow.
A laugh in the making.
A laugh in the making. Something he said. I like the music.
As your feet hit the sand now.
What did he say? As you feel in the sand now. The crashing waves.
Don't know where you're headed.
Something he said.
But you can't turn away.
But you can't turn away.
Gotta hide from the dreams now.
You gotta hide from your dreams.
Flame.
like this song. I'm leaning towards a plus one. Lyrics kind of cheese.
The storm brings a fire.
The storm brings a fire. Storm will blow over. Don't worry about it.
You see that you'll meet me where the blossom runs wild.
I don't know what he's saying.
It's where the river's running fast. There's legends of the past.
I like the chorus. The lyrics are dumb. But the music is so good, it kind of overrides the lame lyrics. Give it a plus one. In spite of the lyrics and in spite of the two pretty vocals, still a decent tune.
You can't be bought, can't be sold. With more than diamonds and gold. You got the heart, got the soul. We're blind. And when the colors start to fade, you're running for a better day. Right here is where you stay. Yeah.
All right, plus one, a soft plus one, just based on the vocals and lyrics, but a plus one, decent tune. Track number 8, Spit Fire. All right, the song called Spit Fire. I'm expecting some pretty badass singing on a song called Spit Fire. All right, classic Steve Harris bass.
Used to run through golden fields that sway like oceans on the morning breeze.
No, I see it a little like Doogie. What's his name? The guy who sings in Michael Schenker's band, the Dukes, the Dugmeister, the Doogie. Doogie, what's his last name? Doogie House, Doogie White. I forget his name.
I would stand there looking up. We live the stories out there.
Little bit more angry than the other song, so that's good.
Dark furs in the clouds. Thunder.
Thunder.
I mistake that sound.
All right, I like this. A little Rothschild. I'm a Rothschild!
Way like oceans on the morning breeze. I would stand there looking up. We live the stories that these used to be. Burning dark fires in the clouds. Thunder.
That Rothschild?
Feel the dream, you live the pain, a never ending fire in our veins.
fast forward and get to the solo. Right?
And we were about to enter storm.
No, watch out! Now, where's the solo?
We won't be alone. Hear the sound. Hear this blues hold. You win and ride. I won't be alone. Look away away from the storm. There's a sadness inside your eyes.
I like
look
the
away,
bass.
Look away from the unknown. From the ashes a new day will rise. Look away, look away. From the storm, there's a blackness inside your eyes, and the men behind masks stealing our thoughts from the ashes. A new day will rise. So look away, look away, away from the storm. There's a sadness inside your eyes.
Look away, look away. I like the song, but the vocals are half for me. Number 9, Land of the Perfect People. Great.
Now a schoolboy, thin as a bone. Another fight in the playground. It's 3-1, makes no difference. You get the blame, then they'll send you away. Then it all starts again. Left in the wasteland, nobody knows where he came from. A girl all alone, a man.
Doesn't suck, it's all right. I'm giving this one a half. All right, next song, Bible Black.
Yeah.
it's rocking. Can't wait to see what the guitar, the singer does. Place, see the truth in your face. Yeah, again. Come on, man. I have waited all my life. I'm sorry. This guy's making a mess of these fucking great tunes. Right, but I came back for more. Dude, you're a... Dude, you're a great singer, but you need to have some balls in your voice. When we out of control. I want to hear the words from your mouth again. See the smile on your face again. Feel the warmth rise out from within. Call my name. It is destiny. All things must change. Is this the end? In my universe, I find you again.
Yeah,
I don't think this singer knows what to do with this tune.
If I die before you grow, there's one thing you need to know. You are my world, I'll never let you go. Always been a lion deep within. Bullets penetrate my skin. Try to brainwash me, the point of no return. If I disguise my pain, act on weakness for your gain.
I'm giving this, I'm leaning towards a zero on this one.
Me, we're the same. Got the fire deep within. Don't ever let it slip away.
I think so much more could have been done with this tune if it was a different vocal melody.
I find you again.
The music is fine. Yeah. Holy shit, the song is a 6 minute tune. I'm giving it a very, very soft half. Could very well be a zero, but I'm giving it a half because I'm feeling generous tonight. Last song, Native Son. And while this is going, I'm going to go use the bathroom because I'm on my third Tecate.
When you feel the cold night closing in, my native son. These wounds I'll heal for you. You feel the thorns that pierce your skin.
It's a good album closer because it's kind of mellow. Vocals don't suck. It's okay tune. I'm giving this one a half. So let's tally it up, shall we? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.5. out of 11. Let me do a recount just to make sure I got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's right, 7.5 out of 11. If that is not a scientific score and pretty accurate, if I do say so myself. The Rock and Roll Geek Scoring System has done it again! Alright. If you agree with me, friends, send me... By the way, I hope you like this track by track of the new British Lion album called The Burning. If you agree with me, send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. With the subject line, Butler, you are so right. You are the greatest. Thank God you're still doing podcasts because you have the greatest taste in music. Send me, put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. If you disagree with me, send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, with the subject line, Butler, you are an idiot. Alter Bridge rules! Put that in the subject line. All right. I'll let this one end out. Well, it's a very long song, 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Could have been a great album. Just imagine if Paul Di'Anno was singing this album, or somebody like Paul Di'Anno. Someone who didn't have a Miles Kennedy-type voice. Although this guy's a little better than Miles Kennedy, in my opinion. But he's bald. Nothing against bald people, because I could be bald soon myself, but he's got a chrome dome. To walk in the footprints with others. Yeah. Too pretty. The vocals are too pretty. All right. Kill it! Okay. I got an audio comment from Amy Bowen. The infamous Amy Bowen.
Hello, Michael Butler. This is...
Hello, Amy. It's so great to hear your voice. I love her voice, man. I fucking love it. I love Amy Bowen's voice. Let's take that again.
Hello, Michael Butler. This is Amy Bowen,
hey, Amy.
One of your fellow podcast nerds from the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge.
Yes.
Every August and December at dogdaysofpodcasting.com.
Yes, she does thread snippings. She makes Star Wars costumes and does podcasts about it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Let me take it over now.
Hello, Michael Butler. This is Amy Bowen, one of your fellow podcast nerds from the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, every August and December
yes.
at dogdaysofpodcasting.com.
Yeah. Hi, Amy.
I hope you're doing well.
I'm super great. Couldn't
I'm
be
sending
better.
You an audio comment because I wanted to pay tribute to the late, great Neil Peart.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Fortunately passed away back on January 7th.
Yes.
The first time I appeared as a guest on Mad at Dad, you asked me what some of my favorite bands were.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned Rush mainly because of their interesting and well-crafted lyrics.
Yes.
But also because of their overall sound, which the drums are always a big part of.
Of course.
So I'm going to take a sip of this fine Franzia boxed sangria.
Oh, good.
To the late, great Neil Peart.
She's drinking Franzia boxed sangria. I'm going to take a sip of this fine Tecate and join you when you're drinking your Franzia boxed sangria. Let's do it together.
The third sip of the day. That's always the best.
Of course. The third sip? I'm on my third Tecate of the show.
Silly admitting this, but the only reason I knew the name when I saw the announcement on my Facebook feed was because it was mentioned in this poem about Rush, which I would like to play as part of my tribute.
Oh, good.
This was originally played as part of the Deadpan Podcast episode number 237 and is being replayed with the permission of the author,
yes.
Jack Mangan.
Jack Mangan.
The podcast.
Okay, hold on. Let me back it up here.
Because it featured a series of takeoffs on a poem called...
Let me back it up here.
Replayed with the permission of the author, Jack Mangan. The podcast.
Thank you, Jack Mangan, for giving permission.
The episode was titled Trees. Because it featured a series of takeoffs on a poem called Trees by Joyce Kilmer.
Yeah, and Rush has a song called Trees. Now, do I need to find Rush Trees? Let me see, Rush. Do I have any Rush on my thing here? I think that's on Hemispheres, isn't it? Okay, it's on the Rush Chronicles. Yeah, I have Hemispheres on vinyl, but I have Trees here, so let's see, where's Trees? Okay, it's only a 4-minute song. Okay, all right, back to you, Amy. I'm just queuing up. I'm doing a little bit of production while the show's going, which is very great listening, by the way. The disgrace to the dog days of podcasting. Pardon me, I'm burping, but it's fine, Tecate. So rude of me, Amy.
And this one is relevant to the moment.
The Trees is actually a song on the Rush album Hemispheres.
Yeah.
As well as...
I said Hemispheres. How about that for knowledge, motherfuckers? Okay.
On the live album, Exit Stage Left, by Geddy Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a bassist skilled as Geddy Lee.
Okay, good.
Synth and bass his fingers play.
Bring back
and
Amy.
And he comes from Canada, eh?
I wish, Amy, you would have read this poem. It would have been better than this dude.
He's in Rush. He's also the singer. Not Limbaugh, the fat hate slinger.
Uh-huh.
A band that may in summer tour and sell out. Rush fans are hardcore. His squawky voice may bother some. Those folks prefer Neil Peart's drums. Fools may bungle YYZ, but only Geddy can play the Trees.
Thank you, Neil Peart, for your drums.
Yes.
You will be missed.
Yes, he will.
Incidentally, if we happen to have any metalheads who listen to this show, Jack is currently spearheading an effort to create a graphic novel adaptation of the classic song, Am I Evil?
Ooh.
We are going...
From Metallica. Am I Evil? Is that a Diamond Head tune?
I have a Kickstarter for it starting sometime in the spring. For now, you can preview the project at amievil-graphicnovel.com.
Okay.
Okay, pardon my shameless plug. That's all I have to say. All
right.
Stay frosty, my friend. Bye.
All right. Stay frosty, Amy Bowen. I love her. I fucking love Amy Bowen. Find her podcast, Thread Snippings. You'll love it, friends. I love Amy Bowen. All right. In honor of you and Neil Peart, Amy Bowen, I'm going to play Trees from Rush. But first, I have to turn up the volume on the computer.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
There you go. Thank you, Amy Bowen, for that very nice audio comment. Please call back and leave more, because I love the sound of your voice, Amy Bowen. Stay frosty, friend. Okay. That's going to probably about wrap it up for the Rock and Roll Geek Show tonight. I hope you enjoyed listening to this show and hope you got some value out of it. If you did get any value out of it, I just ask that you think in your head, how valuable was this show? Was it better than watching a movie? Movie cost me $20. Maybe it's half as good as a movie. Well, then maybe it's worth $10 to you. Or maybe it's better than 20 movies. All right, you get my point. Whatever value this show brought for you, friends, I just ask that you please wait till I finish burping up this fine Tecate and contribute whatever value you can, because please, without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. You are the producers of this show, friends. It's your show. Whatever you want me to do, friends, send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, and I will finish burping up again and do it for you. I'm starting to ramble. Thank you for listening, friends. I'm going to play one more tune before we get out of here, though. And before I do that, you can find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. Amy Bowen, you are on three sips of Box Frizzante wine. I'm on my fourth Tecate. I'm starting to get a buzz now. So I need to wrap it up before I start slurring my words. Find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. There is a Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which you can also join. There's always people posting on there, and as always, you get turned on to some good music. Just by Sandy Hyde alone contributes good music on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page. Richard Fusey is posting constantly great rock knowledge. There is all kinds of the most rock knowledge people in the world are on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, and you can be on it too. You just got to answer two questions. Here's the two questions you got to answer. Who's the host of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and what's your favorite album? Those are very simple answers. If you can't do that, you get denied. But I would love to see you on there, because I do more lurking on there than posting. I usually let the Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show do the posting, but sometimes I will chime in. But come there and join the party, friends. Let me tell you, it's a real big Facebook party. Facebook is one big party. I'm starting to sound like a drunk moron, so I'm going to get out of here. You can find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. You can find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Thank you for listening, friends. All right, we're going to close out with a song that was sent to me by Casey Crenshaw. He sent me a link to this band. The band is called Marvel, and the A has umlauts over it. They are from Linköping, Sweden, and they sound a lot like the Helicopters. The song I'm going to play for you is called Public School 75. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on! Mr. Producer, you are fired. All right. The band is called Marvel. This song is called Public School 75. Thank you so much for listening, friends. I will see you very soon. I'm heading to the mountains this weekend if I can finish this job. And hopefully my poor dog Reza doesn't have to get put down before we go. I don't even want to get into that. It'll be number 6 or 7 dogs we've had to put down. He's old, and I'm going to miss the guy. Thank you for listening, friends.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.